Today is Election Day in Hawaii. Authorities are holding a special election to replace Representative Patsy Mink. She died in September, but on November 5th, voters re-elected her anyway. Now, Hawaiians are voting for a lawmaker to finish the final month of Mink's term, a month in which Congress is not in session. And no fewer than 38 candidates are competing for this honor. Political science professor Neil Milner of the University of Hawaii has not declared his candidacy at this time, but he is watching the race and joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
On the surface, it seems as though having this election right now makes absolutely no sense. Why are they having an election right now?
They're having the election for a couple of reasons. One is that the law seemed to require it, and when the court finally suggested there was some discretion, the discretion was with the election official, who certainly wasn't going to call it off. Another reason was that at the time, it looked like it may be important. At the time, it appeared as if Congress might actually go into session for part of the 5 weeks, and the House might have to take some action.
But as it works out, whoever wins is going to have no duties whatsoever.
No duties, but a salary.
Do you think anybody's going to show up to vote in this election?
Well, not many. They only opened about half of the polling places to save money, and Hawaii has a low turnout anyway, so my guess it's going to be a turnout that's very, very low.
38 candidates in this election. Why so much interest on that end?
Well, it's a low-cost election. It's winner-take-all, so it's easy to get a fantasy that you have a chance here. The more candidates that get in, the smaller number of votes people think they need to win. So
your family could show up and get you into office.
Well, if my family could show up and vote, I guess I would have run. My family lives a long way from here, but some people with big families should do pretty well in this election.
Now, I should mention, I gather there's a sentimental favorite here. The widower of Patsy Mink is running in this election.
Yes, the widow of Patsy Mink is running, and I think he's running to some extent to maintain his staff and to protect things and kind of close things down in a dignified manner. He's also running, I think, because the Democratic Party asked him to step in to reduce the number of serious candidates who would struggle amongst one another for the election.
Now, Professor Milner, I gather that this month term is over, you're going to have another election in Hawaii to fill the next 2 years because Patsy Mink was reelected in November.
That's right. In early January, there'll be an election to fill virtually that whole term.
There are 44 candidates in the election on January 4th?
That's right, 44.
And what are you expecting in that kind of campaign?
Well, I'm expecting a similar kind of chaos. There's some serious candidates in that one. The stakes are higher in that one. So you have some front-running Democrats coming into that one who chose not to run in this election. And you have a couple of Republicans also coming in who think that they have some kind of chance. But again, it's pretty much a group of candidates who have built up some kind of fantasies of getting a few votes here and there and maybe pulling off a miracle election. It'll be a pretty chaotic election because, again, it's still winner-take-all.
And just to be clear, Professor Milner, you're not running in that election either.
No, but if you keep asking me, I might be willing to somehow figure out how to declare my candidacy. This is national exposure here.
Neil Milner is a political science professor at the University of Hawaii and an as-yet-undeclared candidate for Congress from that state. Professor, thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.